Greetings for Indie Book Publishing, Abbott Press. This is J. Douglas Barker. Our book today is titled Freedom Found, The Musical Drama. And the book of lyrics is What's Included, and it has a subtitle, Choose Who to Be. Our author, Dr. Martha Beshore Fallis, joins us from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Thank you so much, Jay.
Pleasure visiting with you. We've had some pre-conversation before this interview. This is a fascinating concept that you have assembled. Dr. Martha, tell us why you felt it was important to share the information in this book.
Well, I feel that today's children are exposed to violence where there is a depersonalization, and that causes them to be violent without thinking about the consequences of what they're doing. The book was written as a part of an attempt to reach children so that they stop and think before they become violent and harm other people or harm themselves, and to consider the consequences of what they're doing.
You're a retired pediatric doctor, have been in the medical field for a number of years, have since retired, but still have a passion for children.
I have since I was a tiny child. Before I started school, I was determined to help children have better lives and protect them from harm.
If you could magically place the contents of your book and get it performed in any arena, who would be your target audience there?
Children probably in the age group of 10 to 14 and their families. I think that there's a bit of a disconnect in the generations of today because children begin using the internet before they learn to walk, they're using their parents' iPhones or other smartphones to access games and to learn about the world around them. And so they learn initially by video images, and then they learn by words that they hear, and then they learn by words that they read. But in doing that, children are exposed to violence today in a way that they were not exposed in the past. And I think that parents don't realize how much more informed their children are about the world around them than parents are. I mean, quite often parents are absorbed in their own lives, their own work that they must do in order to protect their families financially and pay for, you know, their shelter and their food and their entertainment and their cars and their electronics. And the children are absorbing the world around them. And they have an amazing understanding of what's going on around them.
Your book is really a book of lyrics, is what you have titled it, Freedom Found. Why did you choose that particular format to get your message across?
What we really want to do is reach children in a way that words cannot reach them. The book is the book of the lyrics from the songs that we wrote. And we created the musical because of the frustration that parents and doctors and teachers have trying to reach the young children with words. Children can turn off the words and turn off what we're saying and not really have any comprehension of what we're trying to teach. But by using the music and song and dance and acting, we're able to reach their hearts, and in reaching their hearts, we can hopefully change their minds, make them more cautious, make them realize that day to day, moment to moment, when they choose who to be with the challenges they face at school or at home or in the environment where they play, they are choosing their identity, but they're also choosing the consequences of their identity.
Share the story of the two lead characters. You've got a teen boy, Jake, and his younger sister. What is their story in your production?
Well, Jake and Sally are exposed to a government that is not representative of the people. Now, this government not representative of the people is not a specific government. It is actually the human race. That is, some of us are in a place where other people, whether it's people in our family, in our neighborhood, in our social milieu, in our government, control us, and we don't have a choice about what we do. So Jake and Sally are in a situation where they cannot choose what is done to them or what they do other than to leave that situation. So they experience oppression, and they have, as a family, experienced physical abuse, murder, rape, theft, and attempted abduction. So these children have been exposed to very severe circumstances. And when they come to a place of freedom, which once again, this is symbolic or an allegory, but when they arrive in this situation of freedom, they are without their father. The boy has been shot and has recovered. But they go to school in a free land, which is set in this story as our country, the USA. But when they go to school in the free land, they are asked to join a gang and to participate in oppressing others. Well, they have been through seeing what it is to be a victim, and they don't want to be a part of that. So they don't want to go with the people who are being oppressive to others or abusive to others. And so when the gang members at school push one of their friends down, they go over to rescue her. Specifically, the boy Jake goes to help her out. And when he does, there ensues a scuffle. Another child who tries to be protective of one of the children in the scuffle is accidentally hurt and dies. So the children have this sobering experience of realizing what it is to go from thinking this is just a scuffle to have actually losing a classmate, schoolmate. And so Jake wants to get revenge, but his little sister says, "You've been heroic. You saved the girl who was at risk. Now don't go get revenge." So in doing that, Sally shows her heroism because she keeps him from seeking revenge for something that was wrong. So he is not a bystander. He rescues the child who's being victimized, and then his sister prevents him from going to take revenge and continuing violence, you know, as a reaction to violence.
Would you
so
say
the two of them show heroism?
The underlying theme then would be beware of your actions because there are consequences.
Yes. Choose who to be carefully and do it every minute. Don't just think that you can make one bad decision and then there isn't going to be a bad consequence for that decision, because each one follows with more things and more things and more things. It just gets bigger, whether it's a good decision or a bad decision. So try to keep getting right back in line with what you want to be, who you want to be when you grow up. Decide what kind of person you want to be and try to be true to that identity moment to moment.
One of your characters is called Good Neighbor Will. What is this character about?
Well, the Good Neighbor Will is an older gentleman who lost his children to this oppressive environment, and they took his son to be a part of their violent group and took his daughter away in the middle of the night in her nightgown, abducted her, and he lost his wife also, and he's heartbroken over those losses, and he sees that his good neighbors that he loves, the family, is going through some of the things that preceded the events that he suffered. So he goes over and teaches the children that you always have choice, and there's a song called Power of Choice. And it's just Will teaching Jake and Sally that you need to make your choices, but you always have them, even when things seem really terribly evil. You have a choice. And he did that because he knew that they were going to have to face the same thing his family did, and he stayed. And so shortly after that, evil people come in and take advantage of the family. And he tells the family, "You've got to go now." And they said, "Yes, but they've stolen all of our means to leave. They've taken all of our money and our belongings that are valuable. We don't know how we can get out." And he said, "Well, you can take everything I had saved to get my family out, because I've lost my family." And then he gives them his coat, and in his coat is hidden money and jewels and things that he had saved in order to rescue his own family, but he was too late applying it, so he gives it to them to escape.
So there is some fantasy involved, but it also is based in reality in aspects. You've called this a book of lyrics, and you've mentioned music. Is there music included in this book, or is it something that they would add later if they wanted to use this as a performance tool?
Well, if they want to just use this to act it out in neighborhoods or in groups, like in families or neighborhoods, they could gather together and give the roles out to different people and go through and just read the different roles and then talk about it. Because in the beginning, I also put a list of things to consider. You know, if you're going to talk about this with your children, I just encourage family and friends to sit down and talk about things that are to be considered in making an identity choice. And I think that way it becomes family specific, because not all families agree with good and bad choices, and I think it needs to be discussed as a group. But I also think that sometimes these decisions are made without thought, and by reading the story and reading the questions in the beginning, it causes parents to think these things through, prepare their children, and then if their children face these things, they have already thought it through and they aren't taken off guard and shocked and do something because they're just not prepared.
They could use this then as a family exercise in learning about the dangers in the real world and how to overcome them.
Yes, and a lot of parents feel like if they just expose their children to, you know, Tinkerbell and Bernie and, you know, all these little fantasy cartoon characters and protect them and keep them in their bedroom, that they're bringing them up in an ideal environment. But in fact, you have to tell your children all these awful things. You need to educate them. A child who is prepared for where their minds are is less likely to step on them. And I've found over and over again that parents say, well, my child is not going to be exposed to drugs. My child is not going to. That's for other people's children. No, it's for your children. I don't care who you are. I don't care whether you're rich or poor or what your color or culture is or what the age of your child is. They are exposed to sexual violence, physical violence, drugs, alcohol, they are asked to do things they should not be asked to do, abduction. I mean, kids are not, they are not protected unless they never leave home without you with them. And that's not realistic. It's not a good way to raise a child. So
Yes. They
have to learn, you have to prepare the child for the path, not the path for the child.
No longer in the world of Leave It to Beaver, are we?
No.
Unfortunately.
The world is really rough and the children are in it very, very young. And sometimes the parents, we taught children to use child restraint devices and they taught their parents to use seatbelts.
Fascinating. You've written other works. This is the fifth in a series of several efforts. Were all of the other books, were they dealing with similar topics? Were they dealing with childhood problems and problem solving?
Everything that I've done creatively in my adult life has related to trying to protect children from needless injury and illness. I've done this because I feel like it's an immunization for violence. But the five projects are, the first was child restraint devices. I worked with others in the state of Tennessee to create the first child restraint device law. So we passed that to take effect in January of 1978. And it was very, very difficult to get that law passed. And we spent 4 years working on it. But we found out that when we had educated between 95 and 100% of the public about the need for child restraint devices and the importance of using them to prevent brain injuries and other injuries of young children, we never got above 35% in utilization. So then we had to pass a law and encourage actual use of the law by law enforcement officers in order to get the other two-thirds of the country to use them, two-thirds of the population to use them. So that was interesting. The second one was pediatric ER as a specialty. Our ER was the first one to have pediatricians who were board certified and career committed doing pediatric emergency care in the country. And then I got an award from the American Academy of Pediatrics for my leadership and creation of the specialty of pediatric emergency medicine. And the third one was Advanced Pediatric Life Support, which was working on a course to teach physicians in the ER or the office how to take care of a child the first 30 minutes. And that course was approved by the American College of Emergency Physicians. The American Academy of Pediatrics has gone to, I don't know, 8 or 10 countries now all over the world. And there's an annual award given in my name, Martha Bashore Fallis Award, APLS Award, for the person who's done the most to develop that or for the previous year. And then the fourth one was I worked on EMS for children systems development, which is private office, recognition a child is critical, proper preparation of the vehicle, the response, the first ER, making sure it has the proper equipment to stabilize a child, inter-hospital transport, air transport, then the intensive care, rehabilitation, and then back to the private office. So it's a huge system of care. The government now gives grants, $19 million worth of grants a year, and every state in the United States and all of our territories have received funding from the federal government since that was initiated. These are my four prior to this one.
Dr. Martha, I'm also enjoying the artwork that's in your book. This would be appropriate for children of all ages, wouldn't it?
Yes, all ages, all backgrounds, all cultures.
How did it come about?
Well, Barbara Griffith and I went to church together when we were toddlers and were in the same nurseries at church school. And then we went to first grade together, and she used to do little doodles and drawings, and I used to make up stories. And so we said when we were 5 years old that when we grew up, we'd write a book and she'd do the pictures. So we finally made it come true. Now we're almost 70, but
we won't talk about that. The artwork is spectacular. It would be something that would be attractive to children and engage them in reading your story.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Martha, thank you for sharing the background story of not only this important work, Freedom Found, the musical drama, book of lyrics, but also your passion in life to help kids and children. Thank you for sharing your story. Where do we get copies of your book?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Abbott, and eventually our website, which is freedomfoundmusical.com. And we love to have people participate with us in donations, prayer, thought, get the book, get families together and talk about it and encourage your children to choose their identity wisely.
Important words on your cover, choose who to be. Our author, Dr. Martha Bashore Fallis, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Jay.
I've been honored. For Indie Book Publishing, Abbott Press, this is J. Douglas Barker.